This is from the Yankees. This is an update. Now, remember, Aaron Judge already went to go see a specialist because they wanted to rule out thoracic outlet syndrome, which is obviously very serious, something that he would have gotten surgery on if it was a situation where you needed to get surgery on it, which I'm pretty sure I'm not a doctor, but I'm pretty sure every single situation you have to get the surgery right away. Either way, if you do, it's going to be bad. You're going to be out for the year. Here is the latest here, and this is coming from the Yankees themselves. An update on Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge has been diagnosed with a stress fracture of the first rib on his right side. Aaron Judge has been diagnosed with a stress fracture of the first rib on his right side. This will require a period of rest and limited activity. He will be re-imaged in approximately 4 to 6 weeks to determine level of healing and appropriate next steps. Judge is expected to return at some point this season. That last line is pretty... I read the first paragraph, and then that last line, just like, I almost got like chills on it, because it's like, yeah, but with the thoracic stuff, it is season-ending if he's got to get surgery. So 4 to 6 weeks, I assume you're not seeing him for that long, because he's only going to be reevaluated at that point. Again, Aaron Judge has been diagnosed with a stress fracture of the first rib on his right side. This will require a period of rest and limited activity. He will be reimaged in approximately 4 to 6 weeks to determine level of healing and appropriate next steps. Judge is expected to return at some point this season. This is from the Yankees. Now, we will go to Chris Kirschner here because I'm being sent these tweets to make sure it's something that perhaps I didn't say here. The Yankees say Aaron Judge has been... Yep, everything that I just said. Yeah, and this is from Kirschner. Yankees say Aaron Judge has been diagnosed with a stress fracture of the first rib on his right side. Stress fracture of the first rib on his right side. This will require a period of rest and limited activity. He will be reimaged in approximately 4 to 6 weeks to determine level of healing and appropriate next steps. This isn't the worst news you can get. It's not great news. I mean, he's going to have to rest. He's going to have limited activity. He's not going to play for 4 to 6 weeks, I would think. If he's going to get more imaging in a month or a month and a half. I hate speculating on this type of stuff. I'll give you the best case scenario just quickly as I'm processing this information. Like Stanton, like Fried, but perhaps more importantly, you know, Aaron Judge is the most prized possession of this team, of this franchise. And the overall health of Aaron Judge is the most paramount. And by all accounts, they've ruled out thoracic outlet surgery, which is massive because it means he will return this season. The Yankees have said that. Aaron Judge is expected to return this season. And if you're just tuning in, Aaron Judge diagnosed with a stress fracture of the first rib on his right side. This will require a period of rest and limited activity. He will be reimaged in approximately 4 to 6 weeks to determine level of healing and appropriate next steps. And then this last line, Judge is expected to return at some point this season. They put that in there, the Yankees. So their expectation is that Aaron Judge will be on a baseball field for them this season. And I know this is devastating news to not only the Yankees, Aaron Judge, all his great fans out there, but that last line, he's expected to return at some point this season. The Yankees have a great rotation. They have Ben Rice, who is having an MVP, and now is going to... It's funny, because I got asked this question a couple weeks ago. Can Ben Rice carry this team without Aaron Judge? We're about to find out. Because Ben Rice, you know, it's nice when Aaron Judge is hitting behind you. And that's not to say anything negative about Ben Rice. I think he's a tremendous talent. I predicted he would hit 40 home runs this year. And he's well on his way. But now this is Ben Rice's team. This is his opportunity to step up and be the man. Which is a totally different animal and a totally different role. But it's something that Ben Rice is going to have to do. This is all about October. The Yankees are good enough to get there. When they get there, they have to exercise those demons. And it's paramount that Aaron Judge is fully healthy for that. So if this is a situation where, hey, 4 to 6 weeks, he's reevaluated, even if he has to miss a little bit more time after that, we're talking what, All-Star break? That's not bad. Considering what was on the table here, considering what could have been, and that is season-ending surgery, where you saw the last of Aaron Judge for this season, and the Yankees were going to have to figure out a way to get to the World Series, to win a championship without their captain, without their best player. That was going to be a tall order. Now, they have a great staff. They have a massive advantage over every team because of their starting rotation. And Ben Rice is blossoming into a superstar. And if Judge had missed the whole year, it would have become Ben Rice's team. But 4 to 6 weeks, you get reevaluated, and then you go from there. But if I'm a Yankee fan, as frustrating as it is to lose Aaron Judge, you take a deep breath and you say, you know what? 4 to 6 weeks, if he's back by the All-Star break, great. If he's back by early August, great. The Yankees are going to be able to make it to October with Aaron Judge being sidelined for a while. I fully believe that. The American League stinks. It stinks. And the Yankees have enough firepower, they have enough offense, and they, most importantly, have enough pitching to get them through whatever period of time ultimately Aaron Judge misses. But if you're just tuning in again, I want to get this out to you because we've been waiting for days on this. And Aaron Judge had to go see multiple doctors and specialists. And it's the worst feeling as a sports fan, not knowing what your best player is dealing with in terms of an injury. And when you start hearing things potentially like season-ending surgery type stuff, that's where you get real nervous. Now, I went into this thinking, and I was talking to McMonagle off-air about this. We both kind of agreed. You know, thoracic outlet syndrome, it's more of pitchers get that. It doesn't sound like Judge has had the symptoms that you would have for this. So I understand thinking, hey, let's rule this out because that's a dangerous thing. You know, you have to get that surgery immediately. It could be very, very dangerous. So the Yankees did their due diligence. I applaud them for the way they've handled this. Because in this scenario, I think and I'm sure Aaron Judge plays a big hand in this. Hey, this is my health. This is my injury. I don't want you just out there speculating on it and telling everybody it's going to be okay or it's not going to be okay. Let's figure it out. Let's go see all the doctors we can. Let's rule everything out that we possibly can. And when we ultimately have a diagnosis and a timetable, then we can go to the general public and let them know what the heck is going on. Because everybody's on pins and needles when it's Aaron Judge, that's for sure. So if you're just tuning in and you've been waiting for this, Aaron Judge, this is from the Yankees. Aaron Judge has been diagnosed with a stress fracture of the first rib on his right side. This will require a period of rest and limited activity. He will be reimaged in approximately 4 to 6 weeks to determine level of healing and appropriate next steps. All things considered, it's not the best news, but the other issue here too, or the other thing to think about is, the more and more doctors he had to go see, to me, I started ruling out, all right, he's going to be back right away. He's going to be back in a day. Because if he was, they probably would have said, you know, you don't have to go see multiple specialists or multiple doctors, or we need other things we want to rule out. So obviously, it's something that's been bothering him for weeks. So this idea that he was going to be back the weekend or in a week was probably ruled out by the fact that he continued to have to see doctors. But when you now, okay, back early, that's taken out of the equation. When you are weighing what this could be, this isn't worst case, that's for sure. And if he's back by the All-Star break, the Yankees, I believe, will be in great position by the time he gets back. This is an October team. This is a postseason team. And they have enough with their lineup, but more specifically in their starting rotation, which is the best in baseball, to get them where they need to be as soon as their captain comes back. So I think collectively, Yankee fans, you could take a sigh of relief. It's not the greatest of news, but it's also not the worst. Season-ending surgery, that would have been a devastating blow to not only Aaron Judge, who's, you know, now in his mid-30s, and you're talking about a major surgery and a major injury he would have to be dealing with. That's not something that you want to have when you're starting to get to, you know, your mid-30s as a baseball player. But it's also not back in 2 days. You know, you're looking at a month plus, and then a reevaluation. But the Yankees would be smart to be as careful as humanly possible here with Aaron Judge. He's that important.